The answer to last episode's trivia question is shellac.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the Blue Collar Voices show. It's been a few weeks since my last episode, as I've gotten really busy with a project. I had my head down working, and I didn't get an episode out like I wanted. My next episode will have a real live guest, back to the usual. This episode is just a call out. I've got a list of people that are ready to be on the Blue Collar Voices show, and I can't wait to find out their experiences and share them with you. However, I'm looking for some really unique guests. I mean, craftsmen extraordinaire. The term blue collar does cast quite a wide net, but one segment I want to ensure I do not overlook is that stunning craftsman. Perhaps it is the guy who makes handcrafted furniture, and maybe even uses some of those old techniques from back in the day. Maybe someone else steams wood to produce a unique product. And what about a knife maker? And extra points for actually forging the steel. Speaking of forge, do you know a blacksmith that does great work and has forged his own path? Get it? I love my puns. A common concern I hear is regarding both equipment and the ability to speak well. Let me assure you on both counts. Today, I used a $5 pair of earbuds and my phone to record, just as proof that it doesn't take much. Ideally, a high-speed internet connection is available, but is not required. And as long as the recording is passable, the content is what matters the most. Now let's talk about speaking well and being all amazing with the gift of gab. I think I do pretty well, but even I mess up. And after every recording session, I open up the recording in a sound editor to fix issues. Perhaps I garbled at what I said at some point, and I had to repeat myself. I take out the garbled part. I had a guest on the show one time that was just getting over being sick. I took out all the coughing and the other noises. I've edited out sneezes and the, quote, you know, end quote, type of things many of us use. Also, of course, would be like the, you know, the and the Sometimes we get a little carried away, and I'm able to take that out with the editor. Now, I don't do this show live, so even if the whole recording was deemed to be a wash and